Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We bless your holy name. We glorify you. We exalt the name of Jesus. Tonight, Lord, is your night. Nobody will go back home empty-handed. Your people will rejoice. Our people who have invited will rejoice. Touch everyone, Lord, and do wonders in every life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. I'm looking at Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. The book of Daniel talks about power. You're thinking about the power of God? It's in the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel talks about wonders. You're looking for the wonders of the Lord. You open to Daniel, it's right there. The book of Daniel talks about miracle. You're looking for miracle. And you're looking for how to get into the miracle. Open the book of Daniel. You'll find all kinds of miracles. In fact, from chapter 1 to the very end, miracle upon miracle. And tonight, the power has come upon your soul. The wonders have come to you tonight. And the miracles have come to you tonight. In Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. At the latter part of verse 15. Here Nebuchadnezzar was talking to believers. At that time he had not known what power God can manifest. If you are a believer tonight, I praise God for you. No power can overcome you. No power can destroy you. If you are not a believer yet, I'm going to show you how to cross the line. And then you become a believer. And from that moment in your life, you will go anywhere and no power will be able to suppress you. You see, here we're looking at it in verse 15. Here, Daniel, we have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then we have Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was asking a question. He said, but if ye worship not, he said, I've raised up an idol. And I want everybody to worship that idol. And he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You say you are believers. Any believer there tonight? I said any believer there tonight? Every power against your life will fall down today. Every weapon that is pointed at you will be crushed in Jesus' name. He said, if ye worship not, ye shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And then he said, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Have you faced such a challenge? The people tell you that this is against you. Have you faced such a challenge? That they say all these powers of darkness, they are militating against your life. Have you faced such a question? That they say this calamity upon you, this sickness upon your life, and this power of darkness waging war against you. They say, you think you are praying. They say, prayer, prayer, prayer. You think prayer can solve this one? Tonight the Lord will show you that prayer has power. Faith has power. And that yoke in your life, tonight is that night it will be broken. And the curse in your life, tonight is your night. It will be taken away in Jesus' name. He said, who is that God? I can answer. It's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Who is that God? I can tell you, is the one that opened the Red Sea. Who is that God? I can declare to you, it's the one that made Pharaoh and all his child to perish in the Red Sea. Who is that God? It's the one that brought water out of the rock. I said, who is that God? It's the God that conquered Goliath. That Goliath in your life tonight is your night. I'm looking at somebody there, he carry a miracle. I said, tonight is your night. This man had not known who our God is. The creator of the heavens and the earth. The one that raises the dead. The one that heals the sick. The one that opens blind eyes. The one that points so that layman there rise up and walk and power will come into your joints. The one that heals the people that have madness. Madness will go away. All those chains will be taken away from your life tonight. He said, who is that God? It's the one that cleanses the leper. It's the one that said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus will come forth. You are coming forth tonight. All your chains are going to be broken. All those fetters are going to be broken. And when God says yes in your life, nobody can say no. When God says yes in your life, Nebuchadnezzar cannot say no. Pharaoh cannot say no. And those enemies of righteousness and progress cannot say no. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered. Somebody there, you will answer. You will answer God's call. You will answer the challenge. You become a believer. And nothing will drive you back anymore. You'll be able to face any challenge of life. You'll be able to say, I believe in the Lord. Somebody there, I believe in the Lord. Somebody there, I believe in miracle. Somebody there, I believe in prayer. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, you think you have power. If it be so, you think you can destroy. If it be so, you think you depend on magic. If it be so, you think you're an emperor. If it be so, you think there's wickedness in your heart and wickedness in your blood. If it be so, you think that you want to drink our blood. If it be so, you think you're making a fire and you're going to throw us inside. If it be so, you think you have the final say in my life? You think that fire is for me? You think you can cut short the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? If it be so, our God. Everybody shout, our God. Somebody there shout, our God. Our God whom we serve is able. That's enough. My God is able. He's able to save. That's enough. My God is able. He's able to heal. That's enough. My God is able. He's able to deliver. That's enough. My God is able. He's able to give children to the barren. That's enough. My God is able. He's able to break every yoke. Congratulations, you are here tonight. You will see it in your body. You will see it in your mind. You'll see it in your life. Yokes are being broken tonight. I say yokes are being broken tonight. In your heart, it will break that yoke. In your body, it'll break that yoke. In your business, it'll break that yoke. Upon that little child, he'll break that yoke. Upon that woman, he'll break that yoke. You will see it tonight. You will jump for joy. And I say, where is miracle? You say, Pastor, look at me here. There's a miracle there. I said there's a miracle there. I said there's a miracle there. Because our God is able to deliver us from thy bony furry furnace, and he will deliver us. He will. Somebody there, he will. Somebody there, he will. He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. They told you in the dream, you saw they tied you up. They said, that's final. Except you come and you bow and you do sacrifice and you make this ritual. They said, final. I came to you tonight to apply the power of God to your life and to break that yoke right there in your life. You're free. Somebody there said, you're free. I'm talking to you tonight on great deliverance from the Almighty God. Great deliverance from the Almighty God. I've read the book of Daniel for you. I read it on your behalf so that you'll not have to go through the trouble of reading chapter 1, chapter 2, or to chapter 12. I've discovered something that is for you. The key is already here now. You will open that door. The key is available. I got it from this book of Daniel. I see why people are bound. I see why people suffer. I see why people are crying. I see why people are oppressed. I see why people are poor. I see why people are barren. I see why people are oppressed. I see the reason. Then I saw the way. Then I see the door opening. And then the Lord has sent me to call you. He says, come out of your dungeon. Look at the door. Come out of that place. And then I'll point it to you. I'll tell you now what I discovered here. And then as you go through this door, I see somebody coming out of darkness. I see somebody coming out of dungeon. I see somebody coming out of the oppression. They just put you there and they locked you up there. I see your padlock being opened today. I discovered three things here. Number one, the defilement. The defilement. Go through Babylon. And go from King Nebuchadnezzar. And go to all the princes. And go to all their musicians. And go to all the astrologers. And go to all the people that you find in Daniel. The reason why there's oppression in the world. The reason why there's suffering in the world. I see here, it is defilement. And then I see the door. Number two is the decision. It's the door of decision. Somebody there is going to be free tonight. Am I talking to anybody here tonight? Freedom. I said freedom. Help me, help me. Shout it out. Freedom. Freedom has come. Number two, I see a decision. The person that decides, that says enough is enough. Enough is enough. The door will open to you. You will come out of darkness. You will come out of all their chains. I see you coming out. I see you coming out. Decision. Number one. Tell me out there. Tell me out loud. That is defilement. Number two. Decision. Number three. Deliverance and dominion. You will overcome. Don't give up. You will overcome. Don't say, I'm finished. A new door is opening. Power is coming to you today. And the Lord, when he opens the door, and you say, that door is open for me. All the goodness of God, that you have been waiting for. All the promises God has given you, that this year will be the best year you ever lived in your life. The month of fulfillment has come for you. I said the month of fulfillment has come for you. Deliverance and dominion. Remember, number one, number two, number three. Number one, the defilement of the lost. The defilement of the lost, those who are lost. The people, they are lost in darkness. Babylon is a large place. Babylon is a defiled place. And this world is like Babylon. And Babylon is oppressing people. Babylon is sucking them in. Babylon, it's a system. And anybody that comes to this world, it sucks them up. Sucks them up. It sucks up your brain. You're not able to think for yourself. It sucks up your mind. You're not able to decide for yourself. It sucks up your life. There's no independence in your life. As soon as you come into this world, as soon as you come into Babylon, it sucks people up. The moment Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel, and they came to Babylon, it sucks them up into their system. And that's why we're here tonight. Every evil thing that sucked you up, that thing will vomit you out. You are sucked into a dungeon. You are sucked into magic. You are sucked into occultism. Daniel, I said I've read it for you. In chapter 2, I discover anger and fury. Nebuchadnezzar became furious. He said, I have something. I have a dream. If you cannot interpret the dream, Nebuchadnezzar, that's your dream. I'm not involved in your life. I didn't give you the dream. What's the matter with you? He said, if I don't have peace, you'll not have peace. If I'm not happy, you'll not be happy. I'm confused, you're going to be confused. If you don't solve my problem, I didn't create your problem. If you don't solve my problem, he was so angry. Babylon is a city of anger. I don't need to tell you over here in your land, in your community. That one is angry. That one is furious. They take the bottle and break the bottle. You're just passing by the way. And if their anger and their fury comes across you, they break your head. They don't respect any police. They don't respect any law and order. When that thing comes, anger has sucked them up. And then I see in Babylon, occultism. Occultism. You come to Babylon, there is occultism there. They call them astrologers. They call them astronomers. They call them magicians. Occultism was at a very height in Babylon. Look at the community in which you are living. Look at occultism in that corner. Look at secret cult in that corner. And that's what brought the defilement of the lost. You come to Babylon, there's idolatry. And Nebuchadnezzar said, small idols. He collected all of them together, all the gold in the land, and he made a gigantic idol. He said, this will be the headquarters of idolatry. Look at your Babylon around you there. Look at idols. Look at shrine in daylight and see what is happening. And Nebuchadnezzar said, he will worship. His family will worship. And everybody that comes to this land, they said, they declare holiday. They say it's a day for ritual. It's a day for festival. And they say anybody, foreigner or anybody, coming from anywhere, if you don't worship this one, We're going to cast you into the furnace of fire. Look at how they force people over there in our community. And you say, no, I am a church goer. They say, okay, if you will not worship with us, bring your money. Bring your contribution. You must contribute. If you don't contribute, it's like you bought something from them. And you didn't buy anything from them. And they're knocking at your door. Your money. What kind of money? Idol money. Idol money. Because this is the headquarters of idolatry. And then you come to Babylon. There's blasphemy there. You find blasphemy. Have you seen them? Have you heard them in a drinking parlor there? Have you heard their blasphemy? Have you heard how they take the Bible and they take the songs of the church and then they'll be singing it over there? They turn it upside down and then they make the songs of the church a kind of media for idolatry and for adultery and for fornication. As you come to Babylon, you find wickedness at its height. And you find violence at its height. And that's where we are. That's why we're suffering. But thank God today, we're coming out of this defilement. I said you're coming out of this defilement. The defilement in this land. The defilement in this community. It's like it's affecting everybody. But somebody there will be like a Shadrach tonight. There's an Abednego there tonight. There's a Meshach there tonight. And then you make up your mind. You're taking a decision. Decision. Everybody shout decision. I cannot hear you. Decision. You see over there, there was immorality. Have you read the book of Daniel before? Here is Belshazzar now. And he collected all the instruments in the house of God. He was not an ordinary drinker. A drinker of beer. A drinker of alcohol. A drinker of palm wine. He was not satisfied to drink ordinarily from his own cup. He said, go take all those things they use in the house of God that we got out of Judah. The one they used to serve their Passover drink. And then in the days of today, what they used to do for Holy Communion. He said, go take all those things. He was a blasphemous drunkard. You know how many concubines he had? You know how many wives he had? You know how many visitors were invited? And they all came. And this is the land in which we're living. They will not come to church. Nobody will go to all these places of idol worship. And the system is sucking in the young people. It's sucking up all those teenagers. And then you see them boys and girls. And you are there tonight. That defilement will lead to destruction. Because that day came. That this Belshazzar, he was drinking and he was blaspheming the name of the Lord. And the hand of God came from heaven and wrote in a language he didn't understand. And wrote a writing he didn't understand. Fear came upon him. His knees began to knock together. A day is coming. A day is coming that the people of this world, they'll move out of defilement because they don't pass through the door of decision. They don't go through the door of decision. They're not like you tonight because tonight you are a man of decision. Am I talking to somebody there tonight? You're a woman of decision. And with you, even though you have been defiled, even though things have gone wrong, but you come tonight out of defilement and you go through the door of decision, something good will happen to you. Something good is coming your way. Praise the Lord. Congratulations. You will not perish with them. You will not die with them. You will not be judged with them. Belshazzar, Belshazzar, He avoided the door of decision. And the hand came from heaven and wrote a language he didn't understand. He called all the magicians to interpret. Can you imagine those who are telling occultic people in what they call church to come and interpret Bible for them? Can you imagine somebody, they say they are in church and they call secret society people on Sunday to come and read Bible to them and interpret the Bible to them? Lay reader, in what they call church, in secret called Sunday, coming to teach Sunday school. The priest that is in occult is him. He asked the waste man while he's trying to open the Bible and he's not talking about Jesus, is interpreting. Can you imagine that? And so Belshazzar called all the people, astrologers and magicians, occultic people. He said, come, interpret for them. Magician will not interpret Bible for me. I don't know about you. A occultic man will not lay hands on my head. I don't know about you. They said there's one woman there, he rubs people with her oil in their stomach. That woman, a witch, will never do anything like that. I don't know about you. And so they could not give the right interpretation. And then here comes Daniel. He said that writing is from heaven. He said, you have weighed and you have found wanting. You have weighed and you have found wanting. He passed on from defilement to damnation. From defilement to damnation. The door was open. The door of mercy. The door of salvation. The door of forgiveness. The door of decision. He couldn't see the door. Thank God tonight I see the door. Thank God tonight I see the door in front of you. The door of decision. You will escape. I said you will escape. Who am I talking about? I said you will escape. You will not die. You will not be destroyed. That damnation will pass over you in Jesus' name. Because when I see the blood, I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. When I see the blood, I'm talking about the blood of the Lamb. When I see the blood, I'm talking about Jesus who went to the cross of Calvary to die for you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The door of decision. And then, as you see that door, are you ready? I said, are you ready? After all the defilement in Babylon, how can we escape? Number two now, the decision. The decision. Now, there are many kinds of decisions. There are some people that take a decision just for today. There are some people that take a decision just for the moment. You know, the land in which we're living, they don't know the value of decision. And the generation in which we're living, they do not know the value of decision. See these young people. They decide to go to school. And then after spending about a few months there, I see them under the bridge. I see them on the road. And I say, why are you not in school? Said, I decided to change. They cannot take a decision and follow it through. Look at that people. They call them couple. They went to the altar just about a few months ago. And now, since they took the decision to marry one another, 1 year has not passed. This one is living there, that one is living over there. There is a spirit that is scattering them. There's a spirit that will break their decision. This generation of people, they don't know about decision. That's why I come to you tonight. Something will come inside you. Power will come inside you. Number two, the decision of a lifetime. The decision of a lifetime. A decision you take, and that decision goes up for 1 week, and for 1 month, and for 1 year, and the decision is still there. Now you are young, you take that decision, and then you are old, decision is still there. The decision of a lifetime. That's why you'll find the people that got miracle, the people that got transformation, you find them in the book of Daniel. And they were people that had the decision of a lifetime. Listen to one of them. And it's in Daniel chapter 1. And it's in verse 8. And it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart. But Daniel purposed in his heart. There are some decisions that come out of sentiment. There are some decisions that come out of follow. There is a decision that comes out of a temporary sentiment. But there's a decision that comes from the head. It's just, okay, that's what they said. They said, stand up. I stand up. Raise up your hand. I raise up my hand. They say, come out. I come out. A decision from the head. But something from inside your heart. Very deep rooted in your heart. It's planted in your heart. It's coming out of the depth of your soul. That's a decision. It's a decision that mixes with your blood. A decision that goes in your veins. A decision that affects your mind. A decision from the top of your head to the tip of your toe. A decision in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, in your spirit. And you are a bundle of decision. My whole life, my whole self, I come with this decision. The decision of a lifetime. And Daniel purposed in his heart. He said, no matter where I am, the decision I have made, the decision that came out of me today, in Babylon, in Rome, in Judah, in Jerusalem, in Samaria, this is a decision of a lifetime. It says today, during the week, this month, next month, this is a decision of a lifetime. And Daniel purposed in his heart. And you know the same about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Decision at the time of trouble. Decision in a time of trauma. Decision in a time of persecution. When Nebuchadnezzar said, is it true? Is it true? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not bow down to my idol. And now, if you make up your mind, if you will change, now that you see my face, and you see the color of my face, now that you see my fury, if you will change, that will be all right. But if not, I will throw you into the fire. Oh, they say, Nebuchadnezzar, don't worry yourself. We made a decision of a lifetime. Up on the mountain, the decision is there. Down in the valley, the decision is there. Before the fire of Nebuchadnezzar, the decision is there. We will not bend. We will not bow. We will not surrender. We will not submit. These knees will kneel down to the God of heaven. No more idol. No more blasphemy. No more drunkenness. No more defilement. The decision of a lifetime. Daniel had another challenge. He was a man of prayer. Like from tonight, you'll be solving your problems with prayer. That sickness will vanish away. That madness will vanish away. that oppression will vanish away. And then they said, nobody must pray. They said, 30 days, 1 month. Nobody will ask anything from God Almighty. They said, anything you are going to ask, you will ask from the king. The king doesn't have salvation. The king does not have redemption. The king does not have the key that opens heaven. And that's what I need. The king does not know about miracle. The king does not have wonders. The king does not know about supernatural. And that's what I'm looking for. And Daniel said, I am a man of decision. All your conspiracy, all your evil, all your plan and plotting, I'm going to trample over everything. You will walk on the devil. You will walk on those demons. All their oppression, all their plots will walk over them. Because you are a man of decision. Do I have any man of decision there? I said, do I have any woman of decision there? And then you look at them face to face. I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind. They said they are going to open up a den of lions. All the lions in your life, they are crushed tonight. And then he went to pray. That's what I love about a man of decision. They said, don't pray, I will pray. They said, don't read the Bible, I will read the Bible. They said, don't go to a Bible believing church. That's exactly where I'm going. They say, don't mention the name of Jesus. I mentioned that name. And then they say, we saw him, we saw him. And then they went to the king. They said, that man, be very careful what you do to a man of decision. Tonight, as you become a man of decision, and you become a woman of decision, no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. Every mouth that is opened against you, you will condemn. It's the heritage of the righteous. And the righteousness of me, says the Lord. And then they caught Daniel. Oh, what a pity. Don't pity Daniel. He is an overcomer. Don't pity Daniel. He's more than a conqueror. Don't pity a man of decision. He's coming out. Because from decision, he'll come to deliverance. From decision, he'll come to dominion. Then they locked him up in the lion's den. And when the lions saw him, they thought he was their friend. And they spread themselves like a great carpet. And Daniel slept all through the night. And the king in his palace could not sleep. Early in the morning, he woke up. And then he came and he said, Daniel, servant of the living God, is the God whom you serve able to deliver you from the lions? And Daniel spoke out. You will speak out. And Daniel spoke out. My sister, it is your turn. My brother, it is your turn. I'm telling you, from today, you are an overcomer. From today, you're more than a conqueror. You will speak out the voice of victory and the voice of joy and the voice of power and the voice of authority. And Daniel spoke out. He says, so king, live forever. That's what they tell them. He said, live forever. He said, my God, my God. It was a personal knowledge. My God, it was a personal experience. My God, it was a personal deliverance. My God has sent his angel. And he has shut the lion's mouth. He didn't shut 10 lions and then keep only one mouth open. All those lions in your life, they are shut up. All those sicknesses in your life, they are gone in Jesus' name. Every big problem, every little problem, every mundane problem, tonight is your night. Man of decision, woman of decision, they are solved in Jesus' name. And the king said, come out. And he came out. And they examined him. There was no scratch in his body. That day has come for you. No fire will burn you. No paw of the lion will scratch you. No conspiracy of enemies will destroy you. Number one, the defilement of the lost. Number two, the decision of a lifetime. Number three now, the deliverance by the Lord. The deliverance by the Lord is coming to you. You will come out through that door. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And as you come out of defilement tonight, and you say, I enter in. Welcome. You will enter into the kingdom of God. And then he will forgive all your sins. You say, I've not been like Daniel. Tonight is the starting point. I've not been like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Tonight is the starting point. Your victory is starting tonight. Your deliverance is starting tonight. Your dominion is starting tonight. The deliverance by the Lord. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? He threw them into the fire. And the flame of the fire was so intense and serious. The men who threw them there, they were burnt down and burnt to death. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they got into the fire. And then they stood up. And they were walking. And then somebody. I said somebody. If you know the Bible, I said somebody. What's his name? Jesus. Everybody shout Jesus. Nebuchadnezzar rose up. He said, let me see the ashes of those people. Enemies will not see your downfall. Enemies will not see your defeat. Enemies will not witness your death. New life is coming to you today. New power is coming to you today. The anointing that breaks the yoke is coming in your life. All the fire of Nebuchadnezzar will be neutralized in your life. And he looked inside his furnace. They were not burnt. They were not lying down. They were standing up. And then they were walking majestically. The people that conquered fire. And the people that conquered the fury of Nebuchadnezzar. And the people that conquered in the furnace. You know, when you come to the Lord, when you stand in the Lord, from today, nothing will conquer your life anymore. Anything they throw at you, there is an invisible wall. Before that thing gets to you, it will strike that wall. That thing will stop right there. Occultism is neutralized tonight. The power of evil is neutralized tonight. And Nebuchadnezzar said, tell me, did we not cast three people into the fire? They said, yes, O king. He said, I see four. He said, one, two, three, four. I recognize that's Shadrach. I recognize that's Meshach. I recognize that's Abednego. Look at this other one. And the appearance of the fourth one. That's your savior. And the appearance of the fourth one. That's your deliverer. And the appearance of the first one. That's your redeemer. It's like unto the Son of God. It's there tonight. I said it's there tonight. I said it's there tonight. You make up your mind. It will hold your hand. Without him, your life will be a misery. Without him, your life will be filled with suffering. Without him, your life will be oppressed and depressed and destroyed. But with him, he comes from heaven. And there is forgiveness. He comes from heaven, and there is freedom. He comes from heaven, and there is deliverance. He comes from heaven, and there is miracle. He comes from heaven, and there is dominion. And Nebuchadnezzar said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the living God, they said, come out. And they came out of the fire. Praise the Lord. Somebody there, I said, praise the Lord. Have you cried? Have you wept? Have you suffered? You're coming out. Those tears will dry up. Those evil things will stop in your life. All the magic will stop in your life. All the powerful cultism will stop in your life. Deliverance today. Dominion today. Freedom today. A miracle is coming your way. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they came out. And the king himself examined them. And everybody examined them. They couldn't see any hurt of the fire. That medical thing you have in your hand. A miracle is coming your way today. And then you'll go back to the hospital. They will examine you over and over. And they will not see any trace of sickness, infirmity anymore. I'm talking about what Jesus will do for you. I'm talking about what healing will do for you tonight. I'm talking about what deliverance will come to you tonight. I'm talking about the deliverance we're going to have tonight. And then they came out. You know, out of that. That gave them now promotion. Promotion. The same Nebuchadnezzar that said, who is that God? He now turned around. He said, I've never seen a God like this before. That can deliver like this anywhere. Your enemies will confess. Your enemies will publicize. They are the people to take your testimony. And they'll tell everybody around. Because deliverance is coming to you tonight. You know, Daniel, the king also said, Daniel, servant of the living God, come out. He came out. And all those lions did not touch him at all. And somebody said, oh, you know what happened. The lions were not hungry when Daniel was there. Then Daniel, you know, the lions had just gone for hunting. And they had a lot of animals. They had eaten. They were so full. They couldn't even touch Daniel. They were not hungry. And so the king said, if they are not hungry, all those people that conspired against Daniel, all the enemies of Daniel, they rounded them up and they threw them into the lion's lair. Were the lions hungry? I said, were the lions hungry? When they see your enemy, they will be hungry. When they see all your detractors, they'll be hungry. You are coming out of that dungeon. No matter how hungry those evil spirits are, they say they want to suck blood. They're looking for blood, and you are passing by. You stand up and square your shoulder. A daughter of the king is passing on, and the son of the king is passing on. From today, nobody will suck your blood. No matter how thirsty they are, because the spirit of the conqueror is coming upon your life. And then when all those other people that don't have any protection, when they pass on, the people that don't know Jesus, when they pass on and come and see them, the lions will crush them. That's why I'm calling you today. That will be a man of decision. And then you'll come to deliverance. The deliverance by the Lord. In that deliverance, there's salvation. He will forgive all your sin. He will set you free from your sin. In that deliverance, there's redemption. He will take your name out of the book of slaves. Those who are slaves of Satan, and slaves of occultism, and slaves of evil power, He will give you redemption. He'll bring your name in the book of life. In that deliverance, there is healing. Every sickness in your body. Praise the Lord, you are healed tonight. I said, praise the Lord, you are healed tonight. There's healing in that deliverance. What they call incurable disease, it will be healed out of your life tonight in Jesus' name. In that deliverance, there is the breaking of every yoke and curse. Any curse that came upon you from childhood, Jesus will break it tonight. They say this is a particular curse, and it's on the community in which you came from. And they said, look at anybody that came from that place. That yoke has been on them. Tonight the Lord will single you out. And the Lord will break that curse away from your life tonight. In that deliverance, there is protection. Protection from the powers of darkness. Praise the Lord, you're free tonight. And then there is preservation. Your life will not be destroyed by any enemy. You will live your full life and your full days here on earth. And then promotion has come to you. I said promotion has come to you. And you're going to have it in Jesus' name. But you know, it's for the people that make up their minds. I have decided. The decision of a lifetime is a decision. You turn away from everything that has brought defilement in your life. It's a decision of full repentance. Lord, I come. Just as I am. I've been defiled. I've been made dirty. But now I hear that Jesus will wash me. That Jesus will cleanse me. That His blood will take all my sins away. Jesus, I come. I come to Him as the Messiah. And Daniel tells us He will finish up all your sin. He will cancel all the guilt of your sin. And then He will turn you unto righteousness. The door is open tonight. And you say, Lord, I come. As you say, Lord, I come. As you say, Lord, I come. A man of decision. A woman of decision. As you stand up and you come through that door of decision, deliverance will meet you on the way. Salvation will meet you on the way. Dominion will meet you on the way. We can solve all that problem tonight. All the attack we can solve tonight. All the yoke can be broken tonight. The peace of God can come to you tonight. Just one step. Just one step. A step of decision. Going through the open door. Are you there? I said, are you there? What are you? Raise that hand up. Wave that hand at me. You'll come through the door. Deliverance will come to you. Dominion will come to you. It's about an eyes closed. This is the moment of decision. This is the moment of entry through that door. The door of deliverance. The door of salvation. And the door of redemption. You are there. And you want this Jesus to become your companion. You want this Jesus to be the one that will be with you in the fire. Will be with you in the furnace. Will be with you in the flame. And no evil power will be able to conquer you anymore. You want to be converted unto Christ. You want to give your life to Christ. You want all your sins to be forgiven. And you want to be saved. And you want to say, Lord, here I am. I'm taking a decision. a decision of a lifetime. Wherever you are, joyfully, happily, you raise up your hand. Man of decision, woman of decision, what are you? Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand very well. Let the people know, tonight I make up my mind. Close your eyes. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Lord, I come. Say that. Lord, I come. Out of darkness. Out of defilement. Out of every evil sin. Out of every sin that I have committed. Lord, I come. I come through the door. The door of decision. Decision of a lifetime. I will not go back into darkness. I will not go back into any sin. I come to Christ. Be my Savior. I believe you died for me. I believe my sins are forgiven now. I believe I am saved. I am saved. I am saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Raise up that hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have said, whosoever will come to you, you will for no reason cast away. These have come. They come out of defilement. They come through the door of decision. And they come to Jesus to be their Savior. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Save them in Jesus' name. Let your peace come to them. Let your salvation come to them. Let total redemption come to them. Confirm it in their heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Salvation has come. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. It is done. I said it is done. That decision is the decision of a lifetime. Our counselors are right there with you. They are just in identifying with you. And they will give you a sheet of paper, a piece of paper, and they will write your name. Or you can write the name yourself. I give all the details there. And then the rest of us don't go home yet. Because tonight is your night of miracle. The night of power. The night of deliverance. And the night of dominion. We're going to finish this in a few minutes. And then power will come to you right there. The power of God is going to touch you right now. Who is that God? Nebuchadnezzar asked. And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered. Our God is able. Somebody there say, my God is able. That sickness in your body, that's a little thing, your God is able. That infirmity, that's a little thing, our God is able. And that stumbling block around you there, God is able. Problem, God is able. Solution has come. Miracle has come. Healing has come. Deliverance has come. The power that breaks every yoke has come. Identify the problem in your body, on your family, on your life, and lay one hand there and raise up the other hand after the final amen. Check up. Power will be there. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you tonight. We bless your name tonight. You are a mighty God. You are a powerful God. You are a faithful God. You are able. You are able. You are able. I come to you on behalf of your people. Break every yoke in Jesus' name. Destroy the works of the devil in Jesus' name. Set everyone free tonight. Set everyone free tonight. And take them out of their dungeon of problems in Jesus' name. Manifest your power upon their lives. Set them free. Deliver them completely. Lord, I pray from the top of the head to the tip of their toe. Manifest your power in Jesus' name. That spirit of insanity and madness, in Jesus' name. That swelling in your body, I command that swelling vanish away in Jesus' name. That pain of sickness in your body, sickness come out there. Pain be removed right there. Lord, touch them and heal them in Jesus' name. Whatever is called incurable disease, whatever it is, tuberculosis, or cancer, or ulcer, or diabetes, whatever it may be, Lord, touch them right now. Heal them in Jesus' name. All the oppression of the enemy, all the curse and all the yoke, all the manifestation of occultic power, break everything. Destroy everything. Remove everything. Set everyone free. Break everyone's yoke. Remove everyone's chain. Heal the incurable in Jesus' name. Touch everybody right now. Set everyone free right now. Open those blind eyes. Touch those blind eyes. Those dim eyes, they will see in Jesus' name. Those who have stroke. Those who have stroke. And those who are lame, paralyzed, send forth your power that they rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Those who are deaf and dumb, I pray you touch their vocal cords and touch their eardrums and do a creative work that they will hear, they will speak in Jesus' name. Where there's barrenness, cancel that barrenness. Any kind of mountain there, Lord, remove that mountain. Miracle to the right. Miracle to the left. Miracle to the center. Miracle at the back. Miracle at the front. Miracle everywhere. Deliverance everywhere. Healing everywhere. Signs and wonders everywhere. Confirm it right now. Thank you, because I know it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Your miracle has got to you. You have got it. I said you have got it. I said you have got it. Check up. It's right there. You'll never be the same again. Deliverance and dominion. That's now your lot. Amen.